I'm Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric Sounds of Jazz. We're featuring a swinging band, Count Basie, for the years 1937 to 1939. And I hope you'll enjoy the show. It has some of the greatest soloists in that band, as most of you probably know, including Lester Young, Herschel Evans, Dickie Wells, generally known as the best rhythm section in the land. And we will start out with a recording of 1 o'clock Jump. Let's go. "1 o'clock Jump," recorded on July 7, 1937, is a song credited to Count Basie. It became Basie's theme song. I must admit that I love the 1 o'clock Jump not only by Basie, but by Goodman. And when Harry James played it at the Paramount Theater in the 40s, the entire movie theater actually jumped to 1 o'clock Jump. We will now listen to You Can Depend on Me, with a Jimmy Rushing vocal, of course, Swinging the Blues, and one of the greatest songs ever recorded, Blue and Sentimental. You Can Depend on Me was done in 1939, Swinging the Blues and Blue and Sentimental in 1938. Thank you.
day we're through, I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness, but I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely. If you need a friend, I'm yours until the end. You know you can count on me. Thank you.
Did you love Rushing's vocal on You Can Depend on Me? And what about Herschel Evans on Blue and Sentimental? At that time, in the 40s, when I first heard that record, that was definitely my favorite. And what a surprise! Lester Young is on clarinet, not on tenor, on Blue and Sentimental. We will now listen to Sent for You Yesterday, a famous Jimmy Rushing tune that was recorded in 1938. Swinging the Blues and Blue and Sentimental was also a 1938 number. And we will close this session with Cherokee, famous number featuring Dickie Wells and Lester Young, recorded in 1939.
Thank you.
Count Basie opened at the nightclub Famous Door in 1938. That was a big moment for the Basie Band because it was broadcast to Europe, and Basie made an immediate hit to the radio listening audience, and it enhanced his reputation for a great band. In that band, the stars were definitely Buck Clayton, Herschel Evans, Dickie Wells, and Lester Young. The rhythm section, Basie on piano, Joe Jones, the wonderful Joe Jones on drums, Walter Page, and Freddie Green on guitar, who stayed with the band for 50 years. We are now going to start with Jumping at the Woodside, a Lester Young Herschel Evans number. What a great jump tune. What's the oddity of this compared to a previous number? Lester Young on tenor, but this time it's Herschel Evans who plays clarinet, and there's a lot of call and recall. Then we'll hear Honeysuckle Rose, featuring Lester Young, and Boogie Woogie, featuring the great Jimmy Rushing on vocal and Buck Clayton on trumpet. Thank you.
You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these old rainy days. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. Now that I've been to you, baby, that's the way you do. She got ways like a devil, she's shaped like a frog. Started loving me, I holler, who got dog? Cause I love my baby better than I do myself. Come to find out, baby, was loving somebody else. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I know.
Listening to the first recording in 37 with a full band and lodged to play actually in Roseland, the nightclub, in 1936. Who was at Roseland? Woody Herman, whose band was pretty hot in 1936. We are going to listen to music from 1937 to 1939. How did the Basie Band come to New York? All of us know that he started out in Kansas City, sitting in with Benny Moten, who left the piano chair, became a band leader, and there was the Count. John Hammond brought the Count Basie Band to New York. They were playing in a club called Reno Club. A little story about Reno Club. Musicians got $15 a week. You could buy beer, hot dogs for a nickel, whiskey for 15 cents. What do you think the hours were? Weekdays, the band played from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. On Saturday, they had to play 12 hours. How many days a week? 7 days a week. Let's listen to some music. I hope you enjoyed the music and you will continue to enjoy it as I'll play Old Lady Be Good with Chew Berry, because Herschel Evans had died recently. Two great tenor men with Lester Young III. Berry and Evans, of course, in the Coleman Hawkins style, and Lester Young in his new cool style, which astounded people at the time he introduced his style. Herschel Evans will be heard in Doggin' Around, because that was recorded in 1938. Old Lady Be Good was recorded in 1939. And then one of the greats of the jazz world, very much underrated, Eddie Durham, who wrote Topsy, which is our next number, 1937. Eddie Durham, who revolutionized the guitar by playing electric guitar long before anybody thought one could do so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Eric Offner. The name of the program is Eric Sounds of Jazz. You can catch me, if you like, at eoffner@optonline.net. I'm walking the floor, closing out with Every Tub with Lester Young and Herschel Evans. And finally, we'll hear Jimmy Rushing on Good Morning Blues. It's nice to end with a vocal. And listen to Buck Clayton.
Good morning blues, blues, huh?
How do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas but my baby back to me.
This is Eric Offner. I'm signing off. The name of the show is Eric Sounds of Jazz. See you in the next time.